this thing up in the tape room. I'm not gonna use it. We're doing a little bit different tonight, and thought I might move around some, but I don't feel like I will. Open your Bibles to the book of Isaiah. Book of Isaiah, we're gonna ask you to go to Isaiah chapter 42 for just a few verses. Just a few verses. I do have a note here, says a Honda CRV has the lights on. And it's a Florida tag, I23OKA looks like. We're not gonna be much longer. If it hadn't burned out by now, it may not, amen. Isaiah chapter 42, pick it up with me in verse 5. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth, and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I want you to notice that last statement, and them that sit in darkness. Several times in the Bible, back in Isaiah chapter 9 and a time or two in the New Testaments, you have the reference given to them that sit in darkness. Isaiah said they have seen a great light. And I want to say to you tonight, while this is in prophecy, it is a prophecy, and the light is Jesus. Look at it down in verse 6. And I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, will hold thine hand, will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. Much of the New Testament is about Jesus coming and being the light, and he is the light to the Gentiles, not just the Jewish Messiah, but you and I that are Gentiles. He is our light. We understand that. I want to say to you on this 4th of July, as we talk about it a little bit, what we need in America is the lights turned on. Amen?
Amen.
The light turned on, and that light, of course, is the Lord Jesus Christ. 236 years, and it's probably never been any darker than it is right now. While we're celebrating the 4th, right at the birthplace, so to speak, of our nation in Philadelphia, you got them in the street, the occupiers, so-called. You got the anti-God, anti-America crowd. And by the way, that's one and the same crowd much of the time. They have a plan to bring down America as a constitutional republic, to destroy our capitalism, the very ones that are feeding them right now, and to get rid of our freedoms. You know, in Rome, in the old days, they said, all you got to do is give them bread and circuses, feed them and entertain them. Yeah. And there's a crowd out there that's satisfied if they'll just be able for somebody else to take care of them and give them the money. No, they're not going to fry hamburgers for minimum wage. They're going to get in the streets and occupy and carry on and try to get more out of those that will do the work and pay the taxes. We understand that. It is a work of darkness that's going on. Proverbs 4:19 says, the way of the wicked is darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Isn't it amazing to hear some of that crowd interviewed and find out they can't even tell you what they're protesting?
Yeah, that's right.
They don't even know what they stumble at. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 tells us the fool walketh in darkness. Now here's the problem. In our text it says, sit in darkness. You know what our problem is in America? Too many folks are sitting in darkness.
That's right.
Sitting, that means inactive. That means they accept everything. They're apathetic about it. Folks, let's don't move into this thing of we're helpless. We can't do anything about it. We just gotta sit and watch. Now, I'm good at pointing out the darkness. But I want to be sure that we don't just sit and curse the darkness when we ought to be lighting a candle and pointing others to that light. Our problem is that evil in our country is meeting so little resistance. Take prayer out of everything and nobody seems to say anything. Remove the crosses everywhere you want to look. Make blasphemous movies blaspheming the Lord Jesus Christ and nobody seems to say a thing. Well, that's the problem. I could go on the problem. You know the problem. As we think about our great nation and the music we heard tonight about America, and I'm big on America. I'll criticize what's going on in the evil and the darkness that's across our land, but I'm a flag-waving American. Amen? And what is the answer? Well, the answer is to turn on the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? He is the light. He is the one. That's why he came. In Luke chapter 1, you have the father of John the Baptist, Zacharias, over there. And as he makes a prophecy after he's gotten his voice back, he tells that John is going to introduce the Lord Jesus Christ. And in that statement, he says to give light to them that sit in darkness. And that's what Jesus did. One day he gave me light while I was sitting in darkness. While I thought I had some answers, I knew, didn't even know the questions. But when I met the Lord Jesus Christ, he became the answer. Amen.
Amen.
And he's won the victory. He won the victory at Calvary. You know, Satan was defeated. We better remember that. Just because he hadn't been totally evicted yet, we need to remember he is defeated.
Amen.
He lost the battle. Sin, my friend, has been paid for on the cross of Calvary. And he made an end of sins when he died on the cross for us, and he's coming back to establish his government. I flip back in the book of Isaiah just a little bit, pick it up in chapter 9 and verse 7. Listen to what it says. Of the increase of his government. His government and peace there shall be no end. Says upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Hey, I got news for you. There's an election coming, brother, but there's an election already been won by my Savior. And the King of Kings is going to return. He's going to set his kingdom on this earth. Oh, listen, he is the answer. He is the answer. We don't need to be sitting around in the darkness. He is the light. We've been sitting too long. You know what we need to do, church? We need to rise up. We need to turn on the light.
Amen.
And walk out of the darkness. Amen?
Amen?
That's what we need to do. Hey, church, we are winners, not losers.
Amen.
Do you understand the devil wants you to think, well, nobody wants church anymore. It don't matter. We are the champions. We have the king. We are the winners. We are one day going to have the flags unfurled, and we're going down Main Street with a triumphant church, and this world's going to recognize who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. Yes, church, we need to rise up. America, we need to. Listen, Israel got in trouble, but God said, hey, I've got 7,000 that haven't bowed the knee to Baal. He said, look, there's some out there you don't know about. And I want to say to America today, Isaiah 59 says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him.
Amen.
Did you ever hear somebody say the spirit of 76? The spirit of 76 was the Christian spirit. It was a people that knew their God and knew how to serve the Lord. And somebody put a big page in the ledger today, and I do appreciate it. I hope you saw it. All the quotes of our forefathers and all the talk and all the quotes pointing that this nation was great because it was Christian forefathers.
Amen.
That gave us our documents and gave us our freedom. Yes. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God can still lift up his spirit against them. And I believe that he will. Hey, America, we don't need to surrender. We have won the wars that came against us, but we're surrendering to the inside war now is what's going on. We don't have to do that. Back in World War II, France had been taken. They'd marched into Paris. The Nazis had marched into Paris. They were bombing London down. The buildings were falling. The bombs were hitting everywhere. And every night, the blackouts and all that went on. And there began to be talk that we may have to surrender just like Paris did. And old Winston Churchill, the old lion, stood up and he made statements like this. He said, we will not surrender. He said, we'll fight them in the skies. We'll fight them on the waters. He said, we'll fight them across the farmlands. We'll fight them in our cities. We'll fight them in our alleys, but we will never surrender.
Amen.
Never. never, never, he said, will we surrender. And the people caught that spirit, and God raised up a daughter of England to come to their aid, and bless God, God said no to Hitler and to all the Nazis.
Amen.
The truth of the matter is, that same God lives today. And yes, if we'd turn to him like people did in America and in England and other places on their knees praying for God, he can defeat the enemy. He will defeat the enemy. And while it's the 4th of July and a lot of bad things are happening, let's remember we wouldn't have been here this long, not 236 years, except the God in heaven decreed it to be so. No, America, we need to turn on the light. Amen. Church, we need to turn on the light. And I want to say to you here today as the children of God, let's walk in the light. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8 says, we were sometimes in darkness, but now that we're to walk as children of light.
Amen.
Listen, we can rise up as soul winners. We can rise up as prayer warriors. We can rise up as given to send the gospel around the world. And we don't have to surrender to the evil that we see out there tonight. We can rise up. You and I personally can rise up. If you're here tonight and you're in the bondage of sin, you can rise above it. In Jesus Christ, if you'll come to him, he will give you liberty. He will break the bondage. He is your hope. And you need to rise up with him and let him be your light and follow that light and walk in that light. And bless God, we are going to come out on the victory side. Amen. You know, you can defeat that sin in your life if you come to the Lord Jesus Christ that paid for it. He'll give you victory over it. And I say to you that we can be delivered. I want to say to you tonight as Landmark Baptist Church, let's not get down in dragging the bottom lip, but get happy in the fact we're saved, we know the Lord, we have his word, we have his promises. And we can arise above the fray that we see going on. I say to you tonight as we celebrate this 4th, the best thing I know to tell you to do right now is to rise up. Choir, stand up. Rise up right now. Church, rise up right now. Let's just make a little oath under our breath tonight. Bless God, we're not losers, we're winners. And we're going to move on from here and do something for God. And with all the hurt and pain and all that's in America, it's still America tonight. It's the home of the brave, the land of the free, and we want to keep it there.